So today, as a leader, we know that our business world is the global marketplace. Social media has transformed the way we do business, and transparency disclosure practices are here to stay. Customers require a product service consistency, and that clock is ticking. Are businesses prepared? Process risks need to be identified and managed. Change management is key, and we need to have innovation and automation within our organizations.
Certainly. You also wrote the book ISO 9001, which is a guide to implement and integrate quality management systems with environment, health, and safety in 2002. And you have done quarterly updates to keep companies up to date on standard changes and required implementations. Please tell us more about your book, along with the three-step process.
Thank you. ISO 9001 is the leading international standard for quality management. And in 2002, I was asked to write the book on how to implement the standard, which has been sold since that time to over 2,000 top major corporations in North America, companies such as American Crystal Sugar, Public Works, SNC-Lavalin, major cities, Bronson, DeMexico, Pratt & Whitney. I mean, there's many that have purchased the book. So I agreed to write the book only if I could outline how to integrate environment and health and safety with quality. I believed back then that companies don't operate in silos. They need to integrate their business operations so that they can prioritize their objectives, whether they're related to quality or environment or health and safety. So if an organization has three separate business management systems, they're all bidding, pulling for financial support, and in many cases, there's great duplication of documentation and also tasks. So Deming has been known as the quality guru, and he came from the 40s with his Plan, Do, Check Act and really helped the Japanese in being able to implement quality management systems. I thought that the emphasis with the international standards on continual improvement, that there was a need for a different implementation process. So I came up with the three I's back in 1994, actually, and I included it in my book in 2002. So step one, identify. What is the organization identifying? It identifies the context of its organization, its leadership, understanding its processes. What are they and what are the risks tied with it? What are the compliance requirements tied to the organization? Then what is the strategic planning for policy and setting objectives to improve the business operations? Step two is ensure. So now you've got the plans in place, but now you need the support. You need the resources. You need competent people. You have to have training in place. A communication internally, externally. Documented information requirements have to be put in place. Operational controls for production and service provision. You need to look at innovation and automation. You have to ensure that there's an emergency preparedness plan in place and that you test it. And step three is improve. You need to improve performance evaluation. You need to monitor, to measure, analyze, and evaluate. Monitor your compliance. Monitor whether you are in conformance with the management system to what you have set in place and what the standard requirements are. That you are in control of non-conforming product and service, that you conduct an internal audit, that you manage your non-conformances and corrective actions, and then management review looks at these results and sets new objectives. So it's a whole cycle again. You need to then go back to identify, ensure, and improve. And I've used these three steps in auditing as well. because it standardizes the auditing process. For every process within an organization, if you identify what the process consists of, what the risks are, what the compliance requirements are, then you ensure how does the operational control work within that process? How does do the employees understand what is required? So you're following that same process again.
I have to say that as the CEO and president of Pilot Performance Resources Management, you have been a dynamic leader with a strong vision in business sustainability, business development, partnerships, improving customer satisfaction, and process improvements with major corporations and government in North America. Please tell us more about your company, along with the significance and the impact of Pilot Performance Resources Management Incorporated on Canada and the United States of America.
I started my business in 1994, and my company was working with registrars and government and then major corporations. Our services included training. I did auditor training, implementation training, consulting, and then auditing. I did internal audits, third-party audits for the registrars as well. I was also a speaker at Air and Waste Management Conference, the Canadian Auditing Association, the Conference Board of Canada, Globe, Waste Expo, Mining Associations, and I have been the author of my two books, ISO 9001 and Driving Business Sustainability. Examples of some of the companies I've worked with, one of them is in my own neighborhood, Zochem. They are the largest manufacturers of zinc oxide, and I provided consulting, training, and auditing services so that they could integrate their management system for quality, environment, and health and safety back in 2003. They were the first company in North America to receive integrated management systems certification, and that's back in 2003. And now, in 2015, we have integrated management systems by international standards. So I think I've led by a number of years. The second company that I assisted in receiving integrated management system certification is FieldTurf. FieldTurf is the largest manufacturer of artificial turf in the world. They received their certification in 2011, and I work ongoing with them. They're a fabulous company to work with. I've worked with registrars, QMI, say Global, SGS, the British Standards Institute, Intertect, and many others. Government, defense construction was one of my first clients. I've worked with major cities, City of Toronto, Burlington, Brampton, many others. Utilities, Darlington Nuclear Facility, Hydro One Brampton, one of my clients here, won the 1998 Environmental Award by the Municipal Electrical Association out of 100-and-something utilities in Ontario. Industry, I've had the opportunity to work with Corex, which is soap and cleaning compounds, Almeg, aluminum extrusion, Sony, ABB, Pilkington Glass, Kodak, IBM, Sunworthy. Mining, I have been with Teck Coal, Akati Diamond Mine, Suncor, Compower, NAV Canada, Siemens, and many others. And as well, I assisted with the automotive industry for Volvo and Honda and Ford, Musashi, International Truck, Dana, PPG, and many, many others. So I have had the opportunity to be at the bottom of diamond mines in the Northwest Territories, to be on top of a BC Hydro Generating Station, what a view I had in Vancouver, to coal mining in the interior of BC, auditing and smelling Bacardi's spirits, to the Darlington Nuclear Plant. I've had the opportunity to manage No Waste Technologies for the recycling of diapers, that's taking the plastic and the pulp and the superabsorbent and separating those out and recovering them This took me to Holland, and then I went to Austria for medical waste technology. I've also been in the Middle East, in Bahrain, as director of a Saudi company in the environmental sector. So life has never been boring. It's been very stimulating, and I learn from each company I work with, just as I have assisted them in integrating and improving their processes.
I have to say that you certainly have an impressive background. And as an international speaker and coach, you are admired by many individuals who look up to you. With your expertise and your impressive background, where do you see the future of business sustainability and integrated waste management system implementing?
The future of business sustainability, I think, turning sustainability into strategic priority. We have greener options today. We have more possibilities within our reach because of the internet. We tend to embrace technology changes now. We're going at a faster pace. And more companies are integrating sustainability into their businesses. As executives say, that sustainability programs make a positive contribution, because now they're looking at energy savings. They're looking at waste reduction. So a lot of these projects are saving them money. So companies are working with their supply chains for environmental and social risks. They're partnering. They're looking at product and process improvements together, and in some cases, costs and profit sharing. So that's very, very positive. There have been technical advances to measure and record data tied with purchasing decisions. So now IT practices have improved. We are being able to get the answers or the data to make decisions quicker. We are working together on projects such as climate change. Something we always need to remember: air moves. It doesn't stay in one place. So if one country is using, for instance, coal, and we in other areas of the country are looking at not, you have to remember that that air moves and it affects us all. So we need to work together to bring about change. There are key sustainability issues in our world. Climate change, number one. Population growth and urbanization. Rising scarcity of oil and other raw materials. Feeding the planet. And we are so fortunate in North America to be able to have three meals. Scarcity of water. By 2025, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization predicts two-thirds of the world's population could be living in areas of water stress. We need water to be used for agriculture and manufacturing, but we also need water, each one of us. We all need to work to make a difference in these areas as part of our social responsibility.